me, KG, Chris Gardner, owner of the Houston Brown Ball Review, local name, global perspective, with some UH men's and women's basketball news. Tuesday, May 24th, women's head coach Ronald Huey announced the additions of assistant coach Mansa L, director of ops Taylor Chizer, and director of scouting and video services Jacob Coltrane, as well as director of player development Maya West. Chizer L. West have previous connections to the UH program. Mansa L was a grad assistant at UH in 2014-15 for two seasons before being an interim assistant coach at UH after that. Taylor Chizer, Mrs. Taylor or Kyla, it's K-A-I-L-A. I'm not trying to disrespect her. I'm not sure if it's Kayla or Kyla. She was a grad assistant at UH from 2018 to 2020 before going to Arizona as an assistant coordinator last season. Maya West played for UH in 2017-18 and 2018-19 before becoming a grad assistant at UH for the last two seasons. Jacob Coltrane, love that last name, come to Houston after spending two seasons at Virginia as the director of scouting and video services. So he assumed that same role at UH that he had at Virginia. Now an update about Marcus Sasser, UH's Coug, still a Coug, will always be a Coug, whatever he does with his core aspirations, pro decision. This May 25th, we're a week away from the deadline for players to withdraw their names from the NBA draft process and return to college to maintain college eligibility. I think Marcus is going to keep his name in the draft. You know, outside chance he returns to Houston. But, thus far, 11 mock drafts, Marcus was listed in three of them. Those three in the second round, ranging from roughly 40, mid-40s to 55. So listed in three of 11 mock drafts. Now, the majority of these 11 mock drafts were last updated 1 week ago, May 17th and 18th. So, before his solid performance in day one of the NBA draft combine. So, Marcus did not play in that second day of the NBA draft combine. So, the range of predictions for Marcus Sasser are wide. Not included in any mock draft of the 58 picks because two teams don't have a draft pick in this round in the draft because of issues, tampering issues. Free agency wise. But with Marcus, I'm kind of curious because he ranged from not drafted to a glowing, beaming report from the Athletic, Sam Bassini and John Hollinger just beamed about Marcus' potential. But they said that Marcus is in a win-win situation for himself. He can return to college and potentially be an All-American and play with 5-star Jarrett Walker and 4-star Terrence Arsenault, as well as Emmanuel Sharpe. Or he could keep his name in the draft, and according to those two guys, have a role as a backup point guard pretty quickly in the NBA, as most likely a second-round pick. None of these projections I've seen have Marcus going first round, but he has options. If he does return to UH, the chance to be an All-American, first, second, third team All-American, could be AAC Player of the Year, and of course could help lead the Cougs to the Final Four, and ultimately the National Championship in Houston in 2023. If Marcus were to do that, he would accomplish something that Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, those Boston Magenta teams did not do. First championship in UH program history. Just something to toss out there. But once again, I think Marcus is going to keep his name in the draft to pursue his NBA dream immediately. Wish him well, whatever he decides to do. For more content. And always, of course, please subscribe to the Houston Round Ball Review YouTube channel. And also catch the audio version of this on the podcast platform. Tell your friends about the YouTube channel. We're looking for sponsors, advertisers for the live stream show, as well as these one-on-ones that I do on the Houston Round Ball Review YouTube channel. More content like this, as well as should be another Let's Talk Houston Rockets live stream taking place this Saturday evening at 8 o'clock, followed by another edition of Folk Talk and Sports Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Both start Central Time. Until then, take care. Peace.